Hey everybody, Ben here with one of our hardware partners that if you're a serious gamer, you probably know and love, MSI. I'm here with Joran from
Hi,
the company.
Hi, nice to see you guys.
And we're gonna check out some of the awesome new stuff that you released for gamers here at CES. So some of our hardcore gamers, or serious gamers, they know who MSI is and they
yep.
love you guys.
Yep.
If you're a mainstream PC user, this might not be a brand that you're familiar with. So tell me a little bit about the company before we get started.
Well, the company was established already 30 years ago. Actually, last year we celebrated our 30th anniversary. Traditionally, we always made motherboards, graphics cards. So I think a lot of people will know us from that business.
Yeah.
But about since 5 to 10 years ago, we started developing also notebooks, gaming notebooks, and gaming desktops. So that's what we are expanding now as well during CES 2017.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are really high-end, really beautifully made PCs that are packed with the absolute
features
and specs you can imagine. So, but we're going to start off with something with a lot of power and a lot of features in a very small package.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about the Trident.
This is indeed a Trident 3. So we recently released in November the first Trident. But now during CES, we are showing Trident 3, which packs the 1060 gaming graphics cards from MSI, and it's also VR ready. You can see that on the front side, we have what we call a VR link, with which you can connect, for instance, your HTC Vive to play the latest VR games. And next to that, it's obviously also suitable to play other games from the latest and from the upcoming year. Yeah,
yeah, it's impressive because when I think about gaming rigs, and we've talked about this in some of our other streams, I still think about the ones that I used to build that
yep.
were, you know,
yep.
they were this big, they sounded like an airplane taking off when you turned them on.
Yep. Yep.
And the fact that you can get like an HTC Vive full-blown VR experience off of something that you could slip into your briefcase
yep.
or like your backpack
yep. Yep. Yep.
Is absolutely amazing.
True, true.
Yeah, this is great.
This is also one of the concepts that we started with when we started with gaming desktops is the small form factor. Like you said, the big form factor everybody knows, but when we started making gaming desktops, we were thinking, hey, we can do this a lot smaller because there's actually a lot of PC gamers out there who are taking their PC to a LAN party, for instance, and you don't want to,
yeah.
you know, carry this big
well,
PC.
You can carry one of the big.
You can, yeah, yeah.
Just
costs a lot of weight,
place.
So
yeah.
That's why we also bring out the MI3.
Okay.
Also a very small form factor PC, mini ITX, gaming graphics card inside. And one of the nice things that we do with the Nightblade series is that on the bottom of the case, we also have a handle. So you can easily pick it up and take it anywhere you want. So that's also a very nice feature that we add to the system as well.
Excellent. Yeah, these are beautiful. I mean, it's the size of a shoebox. Like, I don't know if that's coming through in the video, but I mean, it's this big.
Yeah,
With all that power, it's really great stuff. And I love your LED lighting too. It's a really nice touch.
Yeah, yeah, it's something we call Mystic Light. It's RGB LED, so you can control that even through an app on your phone. And we have a lot more of this as well on the other side with other gaming systems that we are launching during CES. I can show them to you if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we go, I do want to talk about the keyboard for just a second. Now, people think keyboards are boring because you have to have one if you have a PC. What I love about MSI's keyboards is they're all fully mechanical switches. I think this one uses the cherry red switches.
Yep.
I won't get deep into switch technology. I'm a nerd on that stuff. But they sound and they feel amazing, like really deep travel on the keys, nice tactile feedback, that nice clicky keyboard sound. Even if you're not a gamer and you're just somebody who spends a lot of time at your desk typing and just doing regular office work,
yep.
I highly recommend you check one of these out. It is a life-changing piece of equipment.
Yeah, fully agree.
I had to plug the keyboard. Yeah. I love this so much. Let's go take a look at the other game.
Sure. One of the nice things that we're actually also showing is the new gaming motherboard. So you can see that behind here. It's actually one of the big highlights of this year as well. All the new Intel Kaby Lake motherboards are coming out. And on gaming level, this is really
right,
a big thing
right.
for
and
us
I think
as well.
If you take a look at this, I mean, this is where I became familiar with MSI before I was making PCs. And I used to make my own boxes. I would save up my pennies and I would buy your motherboards and your graphics cards and things like that.
Yeah.
Now you've saved me the trouble because I can just buy a system with me, which is great.
Indeed.
So what are we looking at on this side?
Well, on this side, we have a couple of case mods as well and some nice demos, but the main highlight here is the Aegis series. So I will show them to you right here.
And it's also the...
Sorry.
It's popular.
Yeah, it's quite popular. So we launched the first Aegis series last year, and we are expanding our series now also with the new Kaby Lake platform. And what's unique about it is actually quite a lot of things. First of all, in all the gaming desktops, we put our gaming graphics card, so we won't use reference anymore like some other brands or like a lot of system integrators. and we put them in vertically. So in normal systems, you will see they're horizontally, but actually when you're traveling or you're moving your system, the PCI slot can bend. Mm-hmm. So we have something called PCIe steel armor, and we put them in a vertical position, so it helps the cooling, but it also prevents the whole PCI slot from bending.
I mean, that's really intelligent design. I mean, if you've ever, Yara makes a really great point. If you've ever had a gaming rig, or you've ever built one yourself, I have one in my office that I built.
Yeah.
And the graphics card is mounted horizontally. And what I have is whenever I move offices, and at Microsoft you move offices kind of a lot,
yeah,
I have a piece of foam that I cut out specifically that I can slide underneath, and then another one I can slide on top.
Indeed, it prevents,
so when I move my desktop, I don't, you know, snap off the connectors, because it's a lot of weight. I mean, the cards are big. So this is really intelligent design. You're balancing out the weight better, and you're giving it the stability it needs. So you're spending a lot of money on a PC. Good long-term investment.
True. And this one even has SLI setup. So these even has two cards next to each other. So even more performance.
But still in a pretty small form factor. I mean, this is not a big, I mean, this is a mid-size case. That's a lot. I mean, I like how efficiently, if you get
And this is our biggest one, so.
How efficiently everything is packed in here. There's not a lot of dead space, which sometimes you get on those big full chassis gaming rigs. There's a lot of empty space. This is, it looks efficiently packed and also efficiently cooled, which I like a lot.
Another nice thing that we also did is, when designing, we also think about cooling. A lot of gamers, they care about the noise and about cooling as well, because, you know, when your high performance, when your performance is going up, obviously the heat is also going up. So what we did in this system was we divided it into three sections. So in the top part, obviously you can see the VGA, section. In the middle is where the CPU is cooled. On the other side, you can see it even better because this one also has liquid cooling.
Yeah, I didn't even look on the other side.
Yeah, that's, so also looks quite awesome. And what's really special is the power supply on the bottom is in the foot. So it's not even in the case. It's actually situated here.
Got it. Okay, so that's not just for show.
No,
I thought it was just to make it look cool.
It actually has a function. So all the heat that's generated by the power supply doesn't even come into the case. So in that way, we make sure that the system is cooled really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that won't come through in video, obviously, but normally, you're right, you turn on your gaming PC, you play for a while, it gets hot, you can feel the heat radiating off it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sticking my hand inside this case, and it's actually, like, the difference in temperature between right next to the components that are powering these, and out here, it's negligible. It's the same. Yeah. That is nice engineering.
This is a little brother. So this is what we call the Aegis X3.
Okay.
It's also pre-overclocked, again, with the gaming graphics cards inside. And what you can see also from the Trident, the VR link is here on the bottom. So again, if you easily want to connect your VR equipment, very, very easy. And nice very little nice. Touch. The handle on the side, you can hang your headset over there as well. Something new that we put on, or even your mouse if you want. Yeah. Or you can dry your clothes there, maybe.
Exactly,
I don't know.
Exactly right. When you have those tense matches and you sweat through your clothes, that's great. This is really, really beautiful stuff. Yeah. But you're not, we've kind of hit the end of the desktops.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk laptops, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Tell me about what's new from MSI on the gaming laptop side. We were just talking about, your history. We talked about desktops. What do we want to check out here?
Okay, we start from the GD83 VR, this model. This is our flagship model. And we have an SLI platform with steel graphic cards. But the most important point is we have the new mechanical keyboard, which comes with the RGB color.
This is the second generation? Was this last year or 2 years ago that the first?
This is the second generation.
Second generation, yes. Okay. Because I remember the mechanical keyboard in the last one. It was, we were talking about your keyboards and how great they are on the other side. I use one every day at my desk, mechanical keyboard.
Fantastic.
This is the same kind of like full mechanical switches.
Yes.
But in a laptop.
Yes.
So you get that same beautiful feel. And if you're a gamer, like what's the advantage if you're a gamer having this in your laptop?
Actually, we use the Cherry MX RGB keyboard, but this is the silver speed switch.
Okay.
So it's 40% shortened of the distance.
It's a little bit of shorter travel. But
yes.
You still get that nice, the clicky feel, which
is great. So it's faster for the FPS gamers, especially some gamers that have quick hands for the response time.
Yeah, they're much better at this than I am.
That's true.
And this we can pop open, correct?
Yes. So it's very easy to open, just release two scrolls, and easy to switch to upgrade.
Yeah, and this is what's so nice about this PC. I mean, for a flagship gaming PC, you pop this off and it's like lifting up the hood on your car. You can replace components, you can upgrade, you can make the most out of your investment, which I love. And this, the lighting is beautiful.
So besides of that, we also can output three 4K monitor display.
Only three?
Three.
That's like, I wish I had that setup. That's amazing, especially off of a laptop. Like that is, that's impressive stuff.
Yes, and as especially once is the three 4K display plus this one, but that three can become surround mode to play games, to really like Microsoft flight simulation games as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Excellent. So if I don't want something quite this big,
okay,
you've got some smaller options down the line. So what are we looking at here?
Of course, but this is a single graphic card solution, but this is up to GTX 1080 graphic card, so we can still have very good performance. For example, this model we runs with the VRMark. You can see that standard of a premium high-end PC is a 8200 score, but for this model overclocked the CPU and graphic card, we can have a 9900 score.
Wow.
So it's 99% faster than any other
And you've got down here, the minimum score for Oculus is 3716.
That's true.
So it's almost three times more powerful than the baseline needed to run a full Oculus
true.
Experience.
So that means when you buy this notebook, you can use this for 3 years. Don't worry about a VR experience.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's great. And little brother from this are down here?
Yes. So you just asked me about the smallest one. This is our smallest one of gaming notebooks, GS43 14-inch notebook.
So light.
I would like to tell you that the most important point for the slim notebook is cooling system. We still have a dual fans, but with five heat pipes inside. So for this kind of slim notebook, I think MSI, we have the most powerful cooling design. So that's why we cannot really reduce the weight a lot.
But it's still, I mean, this is, we've talked about this before. I feel like it's like the fourth time I've mentioned it on different videos, but
yes.
Machines that were this powerful even 3-4 years ago were that big. And now they're this big. So like the weight to me doesn't matter because I'm getting an amazing gaming experience and something that I could legitimately throw into my backpack and carry with me everywhere that I go, which
yes.
is pretty impressive.
That's true because this one comes with the latest Core i7, the real Quad-Core, not the U-Series. And also we can have a GTX 1060 graphic card inside as well, but you can still have the very powerful. They will not shut down, they will not drop the clock, they will not drop the performance for you for long time usage for gaming.
Excellent. This has been really great. I really appreciate the time.
Thank
we
you.
Need to get going because there's a lot more to see at CES. We'll see you in the next stream.